Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, we received an email from a listener recently who was looking to hear more about HRT and menopause. They said, and I quote, "So many women are still very much in the dark about HRT. I'm not a medic, but knowledge is power. And in a world where women still carry a lot of stigma and indeed shame with regard to their mental and physical health, HRT can go a long way to help them see light at the end of what can be a very long and dark tunnel." So, following the commencement of free HRT in Ireland, not just that email, though we are always grateful to receive them, we thought it would be a good opportunity to explore the ins and outs of HRT, its benefits and its risks, with our panel today. Joining us are Dr. Colette Barry of Menopositive and consultant physician in the Bon Secours Hospital in Dublin, Victoria Jones, also known as the Menopause Pharmacist, and Loretta Dignam, founder and CEO of the Menopause Hub, Ireland's first dedicated menopause clinic. Well, you're all very welcome. And thank you very much, all of you, because it is still such an important topic. I'm not hesitant about talking about the menopause at all, Colette, but I always want to make sure that there's no switch off with the sheer amount it's got from people. That there's always a focus on the negative and the fear mongering, and I never want to be a part of that. Where do you think we're at with the menopause discussion?
Okay, well, Claire, I never wanted to be on the negative side of menopause and HRT. And menopause will affect all women at different ages. Certainly, I look after women in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. I'm even pushing into the 70s now. And obviously, there was a big fear factor back from the Women's Health Initiative back in 2002. And unfortunately, a lot of women are still living with the fear of HRT and breast cancer and really not even considering HRT. And we really need to dive deep and dig deep and really look into HRT and look at the benefits of all of our hormones. Estrogen, progesterone, and indeed testosterone is something we should talk about, and the benefits for women. Obviously, women struggle a lot with perimenopause and menopausal symptoms, and HRT can help with these symptoms. So we can talk about some of the symptoms. And then with HRT, obviously, there's also long-term benefits, benefits for our heart, our bone, our brain, our muscle, our skin, our eyes. I can keep listing them.
And HRT has changed. I think that's really important to get out now. So the HRT that was around, that perhaps that study that caused the fear, the HRT is not the same now, and we know more.
Yes. So HRT now, we're very much using transdermal estrogen. So patients, women are on estrogen patches, estrogen gels, estrogen sprays, and these are very safe. So they are applied to the skin and we absorb these directly through the skin into our systemic system. And then we get all the benefits from the estrogen. Progesterone, again, and that's body identical, bioidentical estrogen. We now use micronized progesterone, which is, again, a bioidentical progesterone, and that's usually taken as a tablet. And testosterone is used again as a gel, transdermal. And these are all identical to our own hormones. What I like about with the estrogen, progesterone and the testosterone that we're using today, you can actually measure the levels in a patient's blood to see exactly what their levels are. So it is the same as our own estrogen, our own progesterone and our own testosterone.
So how do you know you should be taking it or could be taking it?
Okay, so first of all, we have a lot of women who are struggling with perimenopausal symptoms. And I think to make it quite clear that these women are having regular periods, that they may not have any difference in their cycle, but they begin really struggling with anxiety, low mood, tearfulness, they're overwhelmed, they can't join the dots, they can't multitask. They're just not themselves. They lose the joy of life and motivation. And then in many ways, they start struggling with their relationships, be it with their partners, with their children. they can really start struggling with work, pulling out from social life, social friends, social engagements. And that can really be the start of it. And they don't realise that it's perimenopause. And indeed, a lot of these patients are being put on medications such as antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, medications to help with sleep. And certainly by the time they come to me, they may be on a number of medications, but not yet started on HRT.
And I always say a symptom of I just don't feel like myself is enough to go to talk to the GP about. I think we need to wait until our leg is hanging off before we ask for any support. But that is not the case. If you're not feeling your normal self and you can't quite put your finger on it, go to a professional who might be able to help you find out what that is.
Exactly. If you're not feeling like yourself, and let's think, you know, if you're in your late 30s, if you're in your 40s, 50s, really think about perimenopause, menopause. Not feeling like yourself is one of the major symptoms, yes.
One of the biggest issues, I think, is the fact that it comes in midlife. So you're going to be a little bit overwhelmed because you've been working for a long time. You've been adulting for a long time. You've perhaps been parenting for a long time. You might be caring for older parents. So there are a lot of other things which might be causing you to feel not like yourself, but that's still not enough reason to struggle on.
Exactly. So I would have a number of women actually at the moment who are in their early 40s, career women who have done very well, obviously worked hard to get to their position in their careers. They're very senior in their careers. And all of a sudden they get hit with these symptoms, anxiety, cheerfulness, lack of motivation, just not coping. And they're thinking, is it stress? Because often they're mothers to young children. They're in relationships and work. And they're thinking, is it stress? Is it burnout? And is a perimenopause. And I would sit down with these women, go through all their symptoms with them, and then prescribe appropriate HRT, be it estrogen, progesterone, more and more including testosterone, and systemic HRT, also localized HRT. And as I say, well, let's take perimenopause out of the equation and see what's left. And yes. Go from there. Yeah.
There may be other little tweaks in life, but yes, HRT may well be part of the solution. I want to bring you in, Victoria Jones, the menopause pharmacist. Is HRT for everyone?
I suppose, like all medications, as long as someone has informed, and women in Ireland, I suppose, I feel like we've always been on the back foot with education on our health. So, for instance, in the pharmacies in Ireland, you can walk in as a gentleman and buy Viagra over the counter. Now, some of the side effects of that would be blindness, you know, death and heart attacks. But we give men the kudos and we understand that if they're properly counselled and they're given the information, that they can make that informed choice themselves. Whereas HRT for women, it's like we're not given the information yet. So one of the things that we do on Instagram and in the shop and in the pharmacy is just trying to give this free education to women so that you can make an informed choice as a woman. And you can decide if it's for you. Not all medication is for everyone, and HRT is not for everyone. Should it be offered as an option to everyone? Yes, 100%. When Colette was talking about the women she sees in perimenopause, in late 30s, early 40s, as a pharmacist, and I have a science degree, so after 9 years in college, when it happened to me at 40, I didn't realise what was happening. And if I'm an Irish pharmacist who's well educated and I didn't even know it was happening to me and I had all of those symptoms, then we need to do better to not only educate our healthcare professionals, but the women of Ireland. The people on the street need to know that there's choices out there. And that it's not just for women with grey hair and they're 60 and then there's a bit of a HRT for them. No, it's not. The difficulty with HRT in Ireland is we need to have more open and honest conversations. And we also need to explain how safe it is. We've touched on that today, but there needs to be more education piece around that. And I really think that let's give women the knowledge and then the power to choose for themselves. So, and it is just one piece of the puzzle. HRT is not going to change your life if you're drinking a couple of bottles of wine a week, you're sitting on the couch, you're relying on a lot of sugary foods. That's suddenly where I was trying to make myself feel better, but I was feeling worse and worse and worse. And my mental health, which I'd never struggled with before, was suddenly taking a massive hit. And I just felt overwhelmed, just exhausted. I didn't want to go out. I'm usually really chatty. I couldn't think of anything worse. I was having panic attacks. I wasn't having the hot flushes and my periods hadn't stopped. No, my periods were kind of regular. And it was during COVID. I just opened a pharmacy and I was overwhelmed. So I was that person, but I was lucky enough to find a doctor who said to me, "Victoria, I think it's your hormones." And I had thought, "I think it is my hormones," but I didn't really know where to turn. And as a pharmacist, if I didn't know, then how does somebody else know? So I suppose that's the most important piece for me, is that we talk about it. So doing a show like this, letting listeners think, God, maybe that feeling of overwhelm in my 40s is actually perimenopause. Maybe it's to do with my hormones. My symptoms seem to be a lot worse. You know, that 2 weeks before my period, it used to be a few days before my period, feel a bit PMS-y. And then suddenly it was a week. And then it was kind of 2 weeks. So for 2.5 weeks of the month, I was riddled with this anxiety and it was awful. And then my period would come and I'd go, feel a bit better for about a week. So as soon as I started HRT, I was really lucky. Within a week, I started to feel more myself. And I couldn't believe that it was that easy. And it was that simple.
So what's happening in our bodies in perimenopause when our hormones start to change, and what does HRT do to mitigate that?
So in our natural cycles since puberty, we have estrogen, progesterone, testosterone goes up and down in fluctuation each month to give us our monthly cycle. So during the perimenopause, our body is working really hard to try and push out and ovulate and push out our eggs. So during perimenopause, it's coming to the end of our reproductive life, basically. Now, that can take 10 years during the perimenopause. But during that time, for some women, your hormones go haywire. So rather than having that lovely curve of up and down, we're getting this erratic up, down, up, down, up, down. So one day you feel fantastic and another day you're feeling horrendous. And that's what's happening during the perimenopause. So it's very hard to pinpoint, because then you could be fine for 3 or 4 months and you go, God, that was a bit weird. And then it starts all over again. And you're thinking, oh my goodness. So often by the time women have made the appointment with the doctor, and then the day they sit in front of the doctor, they say, the doctor says, how are you? And they say, actually, I'm not too bad today. I think I might have just been a bit stressed. But the next day they might be falling off a cliff again. So it is very difficult to pinpoint. And your best friend or your sister won't have the same hormone journey as yourself. So sometimes it can run in families. So early menopause or early perimenopause was in my family. And only through education did we find that out, and we knew about that. And that's why hormones have helped me. But that erraticness of the hormones is what's causing these symptoms. And actually, people say that the fluctuations, these massive dips and troughs of estrogen, progesterone during the perimenopause, is much worse for symptoms than actually when you're in menopause. And it actually starts to taper down a little bit. It's not so bad. So the perimenopause is really where I love women to look at HRT, to level off. So when you're using estrogen and progesterone, we're not just topping up, we're just leveling off. So it's like getting off the roller coaster and onto a road. So that's what we want to give a flat line, and want you to just drive down that path rather than have these ups and downs of this roller coaster constantly. So that's what HRT does.
I want to bring in Loretta Dignam on the line, founder and CEO of the Menopause Hub. Loretta, you were on the show just before the announcement of June 1st, and this was great news to women across the country and the people in their lives that they were going to be able to access this, because the conversation has moved on, as I mentioned to Colette. We're moving on from the scary negative to this is just a life stage and here's all the information that you need. So June 1st, how have things been going since then with the free HRT scheme?
Well, when I started the Menopause Hub back in 2018, nobody was talking about menopause. And I started it because I wanted women to know what was happening to them. And the biggest thing, and that conversation that you've just had, being forewarned is forearmed, education is power. And that is a fact. So I set up the Menopause Hub to help women practically with, you know, medical solutions and so on, but also to campaign and to act as a voice for women and to help them get the support and help they need. And if you can imagine going into puberty, not knowing anything about it and all the different things that happen, we would all be terrified. We'd be all running to the doctor. What's going on? What's going on? But we do know about puberty and we educate our children and society gives latitude and understanding. But when we get to menopause and perimenopause, it's been radio silence. So now in the past couple of years, the pendulum has swung very far, which I think is a great thing. And it will eventually settle down so that it becomes as mainstream as puberty, I hope. And so if I look at what's happened since June the 1st, is that HRT is now available freely. And most products are available free on the scheme. And you don't have to spend up to €80 and everything after that. It's free. Everything is free. And I'm absolutely dumbstruck, actually, that this happened so quickly. Because I started only campaigning for this about 4 years ago, put a petition together with Sally Ann Brady of the Irish Menopause, and never really expected it to come into force for a while because free contraception took such a long time. But since June, women can now avail of their HRT free, which is fantastic. And the feedback that we've had in our clinics across the country is that women really welcome this. They're delighted to actually have something free that's aimed at them. I think what it also does is opens the net for those who wish to avail of HRT but who couldn't afford it and maybe who weren't on a medical card. And for them, it was about buying a new pair of runners for their kids or getting help for their menopause or perimenopause. So that's a fantastic thing. And women aren't really used to getting a lot of things free or a lot of things around their health in Ireland. I think the other thing is that it also sends a message, I think, to doctors, to women, that actually HRT is a lot safer than we thought, because if it wasn't safe, would the government be providing it free? So there's a message in there to women and to the medical professionals. And then the only concern I have, and I never want to be negative about anything, but is that, you know, there are shortages of HRT, and both of the other the guests on the programme know well about these. From a medical doctor prescribing perspective, from a pharmacy perspective. And there's shortages of the patches already. So with more women coming on stream availing of this new scheme, it puts further pressure on the supply chain. And that would be my big concern right now. We are getting emails from women every day, phone calls saying, you know, I've been prescribed Estradot, I can't get it, I have to take this patch, it's falling off. It's no good to me. I need to change to this, a gel. Maybe the gel doesn't work as well for them. Or, you know, they go to a spray and maybe that doesn't work as well for them. And they really want to stay on the patch that they had. And then women are, you know, going abroad. They're going up to the north. They're going to the UK, where they also have shortages, going to Spain to get their HRT and are probably more successful in Spain in getting it on prescription. But, you know, women are kind of swapping prescriptions on Facebook groups and whatever, which isn't ideal and isn't anything that's recommended. But you can see that women can become desperate. So that's the only negative that I see. I'm not sure how it's working at the pharmacy end for you, Victoria, and all the other pharmacists. But from the patient-customer perspective, from women's perspective, it's been a fantastic thing.
Yeah, and I want to shout about that in a minute. I mean, as I said, I don't like to be negative either, but I think that's definitely something we should all start shouting about.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.